Good morning. Last week, we discussed the sugya of Schar Shabbos. And as we explained, the wages that a person earns on Shabbos are generally aser. The cases of the Gemara are talking about wages, a person that does a job, even though there's no malacha involved. It's what the actual work was mutter, but the very fact that you're getting paid for Shabbos, the schar is aser b'hana. We pointed out that when it's b'havla, if a person's hired not just for Shabbos, he's hired for a week, for a month, even though part of the job is Shabbos, and even though certainly whatever he's getting paid reflects wages for Shabbos as well, since it is Shabbos is not singled out, it's rolled into the bigger job, that would not have a din of Schar Shabbos. Now, although the Gemara's case of Schar Shabbos is talking about wages, the Rishonim and the Achronim extend it to rentals as well. The person owns a property and he rents it out for Shabbos specifically. So the earnings made that are generated on Shabbos would be usur if it's not b'havla. And the Magen Avraham adds that if a person lends money, he charges interest. So there also we would have a problem of Schar Shabbos. The Gros Moshe pointed out in a typical Shabbos this is not a problem. Since the Goyim, when they pay interest, their 24-hour day goes from midnight to midnight, which by definition will always include part of Friday or part of Mitzvah Shabbos, which means it's Bahavla. But in theory, if you'd have a case where the interest is generating over a period which is completely Shabbos or Yontif, it would be also. And therefore, on a Yontif that comes out on a Friday or on a Sunday, so there you could have a problem of Schar Shabbos. And the Gros Moshe says you should take whatever income is generated during that period and you should give it to Tzedakah anonymously. This way, you're not having hanah from it. There's no tevas hanah. No one has any gratitude to you. So you go ahead, you put it in the pushka when nobody's looking. And that is what the Gros Moshe's psak, the Indian Schar Shabbos of the interest that's earned.
How does that work? Because you're allowed to work on Shabbos, you earn money on Shabbos and give it to Tzedakah.
So over here, you're not doing any malacha. You're certainly not allowed to be b'chal Shabbos and say, I'll give the money to Tzedakah. And you certainly can't in Amir L'Akam as well. What's happening over here is you're putting it, there's no isser to have it in the bank. The isser is, if you would call the bank before Shabbos and tell them that I'm going to keep the money in, but don't worry, Shabbos you don't have to pay me. There's nothing wrong with keeping it there. The problem is that the money that's generating, they're generated, the isser is, that money becomes usur b'hanah. If you do it as a favor, that's fine. Now, what one of the kashas on the Igros Moshe is that the Ritva and the Bir Halacha brings this down, but he's Mesupik. Bir Halacha says that it's not just that you can't be nana from it. The Ritva says that Schar Shabbos is asur b'hanah for anyone. The Ritva says that if you have a case where you earn Schar Shabbos, a goy rents something, and somehow you ended up charging him for Shabbos, he says you take the money and you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. This is because it's asur b'hanah both for the person who earned it and for everybody else. So the truth is, this is a kasha on the Gros Moshe. You should, because the Gros Moshe says you take the money and give it to Tzedakah anonymously, the anim are being nana. He should say you should take the money and go to the Yam HaMelech, wrap it up, and throw it in. So I heard B'Shem Reb Shlomo Miller, a beautiful teretz, he pointed out that the Ritva himself, there's in Avodah Zarah, he says that you have to throw into the Yam HaMelech. In Shabbos and Daf Yotes, he says it's asur b'hanah for the person who earned it. He's mashma for other people, it's mutter b'hanah. So Shlomo Miller wanted to say that there's a very basic difference. In a case of Schar Shabbos where it's wages, a person works on Shabbos. Again, the malacha is mutter, you're babysitting, you're waiting, you're doing something which is not aser. The schar that you earn is schar Shabbos. That's aser b'hanah. That money has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. There, no one can have any benefit from it. However, when you're not dealing with wages, when you're dealing with a rental, whether you're renting a property or whether you're charging interest, which is essentially renting the money, there, that's aser, but that's a mechzi k'schar Shabbos. That's a madrega lower. In that case, the Ritva and the Igros Moshe Paskin, that the person, the owner, cannot be nana, but to allow someone else to have hana, that would be mutter. And that's why the Igros Moshe and the Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Yotes, say that in these cases, you can give it to someone else as long as it's done anonymously and you're not getting any hana whatsoever.
Now,
No, babysitting won't help. No, baby, if it's malacha, if you're actually working, that Schar Shabbos is usur meikar adin. That's the ikar gezera. And there, if there is any money or any profits that are generated, it would be usur b'hanah for everyone. You'd have to take it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. It's only by interest or by schiras karka there, where it's only a mechzi. There, the Gros Moshe says you can't have hanah, but other people could. Now this chiluk we find also in halacha. The Marshag has a case where a person rented out some sort of machine to a guy, but the rental was not based on the day. If you rent it by the day, so you'll very often on a typical day you'll have Rav Moshe's other heter that Friday they're allowed to pay the rent because the first half of the day is chol. On Shabbos, where part of the rental includes Motzei Shabbos, that would also be mutter. The problem would only be when there's a yontiv on a Shabbos that yontiv is on Friday or on a Sunday. But the case over here was you didn't pay the rent based on the time that you kept it. You paid rent based on the amount that you used the machine. It was like renting a car; you paid per mile. So in that case, the Marshag says, since you're only dealing you're not dealing with wages, you're dealing with schiros. And he adds, in this case, there's another maila. Over here, the schar does not have to be for Shabbos. When you hire a worker to work on Shabbos, there's a direct connection between Shabbos and the income that's being generated. It's being generated for the time of Shabbos. When you rent something for the day of Shabbos also, you're getting the money to give up the use for Shabbos. Masha'en Kane, in this case, where the payment is for the volume or the amount that he used it, and he could have used it just as well on Motzei Shabbos or Friday, there he says this is not real Schar Shabbos, and putting the tziruf, at least in cases where you're not dealing in such a case, Marshag says that would be mutter. Now this is all the sugya of Schar Shabbos. I actually heard a fascinating psak this week. I did not hear it directly from the source, but I'm say it over anyway because it's a chiddush lahalacha. It seems that a group of frum people at some point bought the Sears Tower. Now, the Sears Tower is a rather large office building, but on the top of it, they have an observatory where it seems that tourists come and they charge to get in. Now, putting aside the fact that there's management, there's molcha going on to manage the building, that they had a third party, they had set it up however they did. But their issue was that people came in, they paid to go onto the observatory. So it was open. It's open on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So they have a problem with Schar Shabbos. And this income is being generated for people who are paying to use it on Shabbos. So what I heard was they went to Rav Shlomo Miller, and he gave them the following etzah. He said, whenever you sell tickets, the tickets should always say it's good for, it's valid for 48 hours. In other words, you're charging the rent, but they have the right to come up whenever they want over this two-day period. Since the rental that they're paying is lav dafka for Shabbos now, it gives them the right to come up on Sunday, so there, Shlomo held that this is not called Schar Shabbos, and it would be mutter. Now, I guess you can check it up pretty easily if you go and look at the tickets, but it's supposedly they still say it's good for a 48 period. Now, it is a chiddush. If a person comes on Shabbos, once he comes, he can't come a second time. So it's a chiddush. I don't know what the makar is, but apparently, since what you're paying for gives you the right to do it either on Shabbos or on Chol, he held this was not Schar Shabbos. I don't know. Maybe it's more than 48 hours. Maybe they give you 50 hours or a little bit longer. What? Now, but I don't think they, I think they give you 2 days. So maybe they give you a little bit extra time. I don't know. Right, no, but he's once about a two-day yontif. Right, a two-day yontif. Also, you have a sacred yom. The problem is, if you have yontif on Friday or yontif on Sunday, there you'll need more than a 48-hour period.
I mean, if you're selling it on Shabbos
itself. Okay, so selling it on Shabbos, that leads us to the third issue that we have to deal with, and that is the sugya of mekach u'memkar. That's the Maror Mekayim is today. So, just to put things in perspective, we discussed the first few shiurim were on Amir La'akam. Amir La'akam, the discussion was when you have a goy do malacha on your behalf. And as we saw, telling a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos is going to be aser. You have to, when it's adaita denafshe, when he's doing it for himself and there's no maris ayin, it will be mutter. But bederech klal, you cannot have a goy do malacha for you. The second sugya that we discussed, which was last week, was schar Shabbos. What happens if there's no malacha involved, but there's revenue being generated on Shabbos? You're working, you're renting something. So even though you're not doing any malacha, the fact that the income is being earned for Shabbos, that is schar Shabbos, and that we discussed last week. The discussion today is going to be on mekach u'memkar. And that is, there is a special iser to buy and sell on Shabbos. Now the case is, does not involve any malacha. Say a goy comes to you on Shabbos and says, I'd like to buy your car. I see you have it. There's a sign, $10,000, puts the cash down in your house and takes the keys. So in that case, you haven't actually done any malacha. You have the muktzah, you haven't touched anything. But the very fact that you agree to sell the car to him on Shabbos, the sale took place on Shabbos, even though there was no action, it was just bedibur, that is also because of mekach u'memkar. Now, mekach u'memkar is not an issur d'oraisa. It is also either, Rashi in Beyo says, either because of mimsoi chepzucha v'daber dover, which is medivrei Kabbalah, or egzeiru shema yichzoiv. Because buying, and when a person's engaged in commerce, a person's selling things, you need to keep good records. So we are choshish that if we allow people to sell on Shabbos, he will come to write it down, he'll keep track of his inventory, and because of that, Chazal asered all mekach u'memkar. Now besides for standard mekach u'memkar, regular sales, there are a number of other cases that Chazal asered, all included in that. Gzeira, a person's not allowed to get married, he's not allowed to say erchi alai, you're not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos, and this is all, you're not allowed to give a matana, you're not allowed to give a present, and this is all because of the iser of mekach u'memkar. Now, very common, the poskim all discuss that if you cannot be magdish something, you can't make something hegdish, what about when there's an appeal on Shabbos? People pledge, they donate money to tzedakah. So over here, the poskim say the minhag is to be mekel, and the reason is that when you are magdish something, when you take an item and you say, harei zeh hegdish, this item, until now, it was belonged to you. Now, by saying that it's hegdish, amir l'gvoyas kim nasir l'hegdish, this item changed from your ownership, it became hegdish now. The item changed reshuyos, that is like a sale, and that would be awesome. In contrast, when you just make a pledge, when you say, I will give X amount of dollars to tzedakah, there it's just a personal obligation. There's no specific item or asset that changed the ownership. And since we're dealing with a Devar Mitzvah, that would be mutter. A regular gift would be usur unless it's Litzayr Chayoyim. If your next door neighbor says their crock pot went off, they want some chalent, you're allowed to give them chalent. Now that's Litzayr Chayoyim, that's mutter. By a Devar Mitzvah, also there are heterim, but stam to give a present would be usur. The poskim discussed, it seems that the minog was to give a chosin, a present, by the Shabbos Sheva Brachos. So the poskim say that's usur, because it's not Litzayr Chayoyim. There's no special mitzvah to give a present, and therefore the poskim say you should not give a present on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says he went to be miyashiv the minhag, which the Aruch HaShulchan very often does. He says no. He says, first of all, talking about a chasen. He says there's a mitzvah to be misameach, a chasen and kalah. He says, perhaps by giving a present, you're being misameach. Then he says that because this became the minhag, because this is expected, every chasen expects the present, he said perhaps this became a tzayr chayoyim. It's needed, it's necessary, you have to do it today, and therefore he's mitzadid lahakel. Again, it's a chiddush, the other place can seem to be machmir, but giving a present, bederech klal, will be a problem. Oh, very good. So that there's an issue there. So there, they discuss the issue on two sides. The first issue is the fact that, forgetting about the fact you're giving tzedakah, you're buying something. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and it really comes from a marshal. If you're going to buy a seat in shul, buying seats in shul, people use, it was an asset. People bought and sold seats. So even though tzedakah, the shul is benefiting from the proceeds, still, that's not a heter of mekach u'memkar. And it says that would certainly be asur on Shabbos. In contrast, if you're buying an aliyah is not a real mekach u'memkar. You're not really buying something. V'harayah, most people who buy aliyahs will take the money off the ma'aser. Now, if you buy wine from a shul, you can't use ma'aser money to buy the wine. Even though the money is going to the shul, it's a purchase. Ma'ashenkin, if you look at it as it basically it's a way to give tzedakah, and it's just a side tivas that you get in aliyah, you get some kavod out of it. So therefore, because it's not a true mekach u'memkar, buying aliyahs will be mutter.
What about the stock loss order?
Okay, we'll get there. The seed. It was an asset that was sold. There's all sorts. There are many tshuvas that discuss. People used to buy and sell seats to each other. The place. I mean, the right to sit here, and that's a real right that people buy and sell. It may not be something you can pick up with you and take home because it's the right to you. But it's a right. So basically, you're renting this space. What? Okay. Slightly less expensive, but the same idea. Now, it seems also that when people got an aliyah, they used to make a mishne berach, and the money used to go very often to the chazan or to the bal kaira. So over here, the Magen Avraham is bothered by the fact that Bishlam, if he's an ani, so that's tzedakah. So forget about the buying the aliyah. You're not buying an aliyah. But the fact that you're making a neder to tzedakah, that's fine. But what happens if the chazan or the bal kaira is not a poor person? So he says, l'chari, this should be aser. Because you're not allowed to you're not allowed to be mechayev yourself or to obligate yourself to make this payment.
Was it going straight to him?
Straight to him. So there also he says, because this is his payment or how it was, this is how you convinced him or why he was willing to lane or be the chazan in the first place. He says that's called a divar mitzvah, and he says that would be mutter. Now, the cases that we discussed until now are cases where the yid directly was the one buying and selling. So that is going to be usur on Shabbos. What happens if there's a goy involved? So over here, if you give a goy money before Shabbos and tell him, go buy this for me on Shabbos, you know there's going to be a sale, you tell him, go buy it for me, that is going to be usur as well. And the same in the flip case, let's say you have merchandise, you want the guy to sell it for you. So if you give the merchandise to the guy and tell him, go sell this on Shabbos, that would also be the Yisur of Mekach Memkar. And even though it's being done through a guy, it's a shvus to shvus, still, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to set this up that it will happen on Shabbos. In contrast, if you have a guy, a salesman, and he goes around selling your merchandise, and he can sell it whenever he chooses, if he on his own decides to sell it on Shabbos, that's fine. You didn't order him to do it on Shabbos. That was adaita d'nafshei. That's not considered your mekach u'memkar, and that would be permitted. There's an interesting discussion. If you tell a goy to buy something for you, so if it's available at any time and he chooses to buy it for you on Shabbos, that's certainly okay. What happens if the Yom HaShuk is on Shabbos? The time where this item is available is on Shabbos. So on one hand, you never told him, go buy it on Shabbos. You gave him the money, you say, go get this for me. On the other hand, in reality, the time that the only time for him to get it is for him to actually buy it for you on Shabbos. So over here, the place is going to say, since Shabbos is the only time that it's available, even though you didn't specify and say, I want you to buy it on Shabbos, since in practice that's what you're forcing him to do, the place is going to say, that will be awesome. Only time. If it's available throughout the week, if he could get it another time, then everyone would hold that it's mutter. Now that being said, there is a chiddush in Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says as follows. He says the iser to tell some goy go buy it for me when and without specifying if the Yom HaShuk is on Shabbos is only when you give it to him on Friday. But if you give him the money, if the goy the money in the beginning of the week and say go get it for me, even though the Yom HaShuk is on Shabbos, since you're not specifying Shabbos, and it's not so obvious, it's not so nicker from the conversation that he'll be forced to do it on Shabbos, the fact that he does it on Shabbos, that's his issue, that's his decision, and the Magen Avraham says that will be mutter. The Chavetz Chaim argues, Chavetz Chaim, based on the El Yerabah, says that that's not true. Since in practice, the reality is he can't buy it any other day of the week, forget about Merzi, you're essentially ordering to do it on Shabbos, it will be aser. However, the Magen Avraham, and this Magen Avraham is not a Das Yochid, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and others are Seimach on this Magen Avraham, So if it does come up, there is makim lahakol, you'll ask a shayla. The haino, as long as you don't specify Shabbos and it's not being done on Friday, there the shittas hold that it would be mutter. Now this leads us to, I think, the question that probably the most pressing question in this, the entire series of shiurim. What about Amazon? What about eBay? How do we deal? What is the halacha with a mekahu memkar that happens through a website, happens through an auction site, where there's no direct involvement, but the transactions take place on Shabbos? So to understand the halacha in this case, we need to go back a little bit, start from some of the earlier tshuvas. The first tshuva that's quoted in this matter is a tshuva from Kiveger. Kiveger has a peledik of shayla and a peledik of chiddush. Kiveger is discussing a case. He wants to know like this. Can a person on Friday make a kinyan, sell something, but make up, I'm selling this to you, we're going to make a kinyan, we're going to do everything, but we're going to make a tanai. The sale will not take place, it will not be consummated until Shabbos. So any action, any interaction between the parties takes place on Friday. The actual transfer of goods, the actual transfer of ownership, that takes place on Shabbos. Is that mutter or asa? So Rav Kiveger in Siman Kuf Nun Tes has a whole arichos. It's a Rav Kiveger Dika Cheshbon going back and forth. Iluyah Shel Cheshbonos. But at the end, he brings a raya and he says, this will be asa. Even though all of your actions were done on before Shabbos, the fact that you made up that the transaction is consummated, the transfer is on Shabbos, he says, that will be also because of Nekachu Memkar. Now, based on that, it would seem that any time you set up a transaction, you have a website, you have a vending machine, there's an auction, if you set it up to be completed on Shabbos, even though your actions were done before, this should all be awesome. Now, this needs an explanation. You're allowed to light a fire on Friday. Now, the fire will continue burning on Shabbos. Now, we don't say that because it's burning on Shabbos because of what you did on Friday, that's perfectly mutter. And there are many cases where you can start a malacha, you can start something off that will actually be completed on Shabbos. Since you are not doing anything, your malacha is completed on Friday, but derech klal, this is going to be mutter. So why is this case worse? Right. Okay, no, but in these cases, if a person does a malacha or starts something, even though the malacha will not actually happen, it'll light a fire, the cooking will only be nisbashal on Shabbos. But if you did the start of the malacha before, midaraisa, that's perfectly fine. Right. Okay, well, that's a lav dafka. What you're saying, first of all, it's a machlokes. If it's mimsei chavtucha v'daber davar, so then it's a pella how daber davar or mimsei chavtucha can be over when everything was done before Shabbos. Now, even with a gzeir of shema yichtzoiv, the gzeir, it's true, that's why. But the iser was mekach u'memkar. So if the iser is mekach u'memkar, pashas, we should look at the mice at what you're doing. But that svara is a good svara, and we'll get to that. Wait a second. So the Avnei Nezer says a beautiful chiluk. He says like this. When a person does a typical malacha, you start a malacha, even though it won't be finished until Shabbos begins. Once you did your action, if the person who started the malacha drops dead, is the malacha going to be finished on Shabbos? Yes. He lit the match. It's going to be cooked. Once he did it, he's out of the picture. Whether he's alive, dead, not around, it's irrelevant. He is done. If he is done, so then you can say this person was Mechal Shabbos. You can't say this person did anything wrong on Shabbos. It's true the action that you needed, the Ma'aseh Kinyan that you needed to do, you did before Shabbos. But the Gemar of the Kinyan also needs the person. If he dies, it goes Birusha to his children, then the Kinyan is nothing. The Kinyan takes place on Shabbos because of his Kayach. So in such a case, Zuck the Avnei Nezer, that's where you have this Chiddush, this Chumrah of Rav Kiveger. And there, even though it's not Nigmar until Shabbos, since you still need the person, when it's Nigmar on Shabbos, it requires the person's Kayach HaKinyan, the fact that it's still his, he says that's why Rav Kiveger is Machmer in such a case. Now, based on this, now this Rukh Veger is a bit controversial. There are many Achrayim that discuss it. Some are Machmir, some are Mekel. Igros Moshe is Madcha Rukh Veger's Rayas. He says it's a very big Chiddush. But he says, Lamayasa, it's not clear. And if Rukh Veger says that it's Asur, he says you have to be Choshesh Lukum. Now, based on this, there are many Tshuvas that discussed, you know, this is before the days of websites, but the question of the day back then was vending machines. People had vending machines. You fill the vending machine during the week and put it out in the streets, and people pass by it and buy things. Now, it's very mistavra that if you have a vending machine, on Shabbos, there will be going that will buy things from the vending machine. Now, here too, you're not doing anything. You're not involved in the transaction. But when a person puts his dollar in the machine and buys a soda, there's mekach u'memkar, he's buying a soda from you on Shabbos. So that l'chayr, this is a mekach u'memkar on Shabbos. So this shaila is discussed by many achrayinim. The Marshag is probably the most famous, and that's the tshuva that you have in the Maror Mekoyimus today. Marshag comes and says that it's mutter. He says, loy mi boy, if you hold, not like Rukhi Veger. So the bottom line is, you're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's just this vending machine out in the middle of nowhere. He says, you're not involved in the transaction. He says, that would be mutter. He says, even according to Rukhi Veger, that if you do an action before Shabbos, you set up a mekach u'memkar, even though the actual transfer happens on Shabbos, Zot Marshag, that's only in Rukh Veger's specific case, where you went ahead, before Shabbos, you made a kinyan, but you made a tanai. I want this kinyan to be nigmar on Shabbos. You specified Shabbos should be the time where the transfer happens. There, Rukh Veger's machmer. However, Zot Marshag, in the vending machine, you put it in the vending machine. As far as you're concerned, you'll be thrilled if Friday afternoon you sell out completely. You're not doing anything, you're not scheduling it for Shabbos. You're not doing anything to make the transfer happen on Shabbos. You, in the beginning of the week, are paying up a sign, anyone who wants a dollar or a soda, whoever wants to can take it. If they want to come before Shabbos, they can come before Shabbos. If a guy chooses to come on Shabbos and buy it, that's not your decision. That's not your action forcing a transfer to take place on Shabbos. And he says, that's motor. And he has a very nice raya. He says, we mentioned it before. If you give merchandise to a goy and say, go sell it whenever you want, the goy sells it on Shabbos. Now, when he's selling it on Shabbos, whose merchandise is being sold? Yours. But still, since you're not doing it, there's no ma'aseh kinyan that you're doing. It's the goy that's doing it. And he's the one that decided to do it on Shabbos. There's no issue, mekach u'memkar. For mekach u'memkar, you need either that you're selling it, you do an action, or you're deeper, you tell the guy on Shabbos, go ahead and buy it. Or, k'vegos chedesh, you can do something before Shabbos if you schedule it specifically for Shabbos. But in this case where it's neither, your action was before Shabbos, and as far as you're concerned, you'll be perfectly okay with it happening at any other time, lav dafka on Shabbos. There, the Marshak says there will be mutter. Now, some places can do it at a tanai, they say, that if it's that this is only when you have a vending machine that's in the streets. If it's in your rishus, they say there's a maris ayin, there's a mechzi, and they say that you should stay away from it. But a kol panim, where it's not nikra al shem yisrael, it's a vending machine, it's in the middle of nowhere, it's not in your property, and it's not clear that it's yours. There, the poiskim or b'derek klal or mekel. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. We didn't get to websites yet. We'll get there. First, we're still stuck about 100 years ago. We'll get there.
I beg to differ. In the sense of vending machine, you say Halavai, he'd be happy if he sold an Arab Shabbos. It's not true. If he sold it a lot of Arab Shabbos, he can fill it up.
It's true. He already made his. Friday morning, he came. He filled up the machine. He's not coming back until Sunday. He doesn't care whether it gets sold all on Friday, or half on Friday and half on Shabbos, or half on Friday and half on Matzoy Shabbos. He's not doing anything to schedule it for Shabbos. Maisha Einkein, in the case of Rukh Veger, his case is a little bit of a complicated case, but in Rukh Veger's case, the person scheduled the kinyan. I'm doing the Maisa kinyan. Now I bedafka want the chalois to happen on Shabbos. There, where you're making it happen on Shabbos, Rukh Veger's chiddush is, the gzeir of mekach u'memkar will apply. So what?
If the auction ends not on Shabbos, on an eBay sale, and the buy it now, someone decides to buy it not on Shabbos.
Correct. 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 Where, because that's his, that is very similar to the case of the vending machine. Okay, that could be Enochanami. If you have, you give him the right to buy it earlier, Enochanami. Enochanami, that's true, and that's true as well. As long as he has the right to buy it now, so then you're very happy for it to, for this to be completed before Shabbos, so it technically, technically would not be awesome.
Most analogous to when you click on to make a payment due date on Shabbos, you do it, it's on Sunday, you say, I want
okay, this, this kind of, right, that is, that is more, exactly, that is the Marshag's point. Kiv'eger's case is where you, the Dafka schedule it for Shabbos. When you don't schedule it, it's someone else. It's the Goy forces it to happen on Shabbos, that he says, even if Kiv'eger would be Moida, that that would be Moida.
My suggestion is it's wrong to click down for Shabbos payday.
To what?
According to this, to click down,
I want it to be paid on Shabbos. Right, this could be a problem by Mechel Memka. Okay, let's get, wait a second. Let's get to websites now. Let's, so this is Kveger, and in this discussion, the Marshag has told me about a vending machine. A website that's open on Shabbos, L'Choyra, is a very similar case. You are offering it for sale. You don't care when it gets bought, whether it gets bought on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. You're not scheduling it bedafka to happen on Shabbos. The Goy chooses on his own to buy it on Shabbos. That is very similar to the case of the vending machine. And L'Choyra should be Mutzer. Again, we'll get back to this in a moment. Now, on top of that, it's in, if you're selling through Amazon, you have another advantage. Because when you post on Amazon, assuming you just post by them, you don't specifically tell them when they have to sell it. So if it says in the contract specifically they have to be selling it 24/7, so then you're being Kaveya Malachta. Masha'engen, if you just give it to them and tell them that you're allowing them to sell it for you and they decide to sell it on Shabbos, that is more doyma to giving merchandise to a guy, where you tell him, go sell it. He can sell it whenever he wants. He probably will sell it every day because why not? He's a guy, he has no Shabbos. But that's mutter, because you didn't do anything to set it, to make it happen on Shabbos, and that would be fine as long as, again, there's nothing in the contract obligating them to list it on Shabbos. Now, a friend of mine went through the contract. Again, it's, you know, you can't rely on these things because it changes. And he said the contract specifically with Amazon is the most one-sided contract he has ever seen. Basically, Amazon has absolutely no obligation to you. You sell your life to them. And there's nothing in there that has any mashmois, that they have any obligation to list on any particular day. You can sue them if they decide to be Shomer Shabbos. And that would be another tzad l'hakol, because if they're doing the sale, then it's and they don't have to do it on Shabbos, that would be mutter as well.
What about you said about a visa, like for a mortgage payment or for a car lease for the 10th of the month? Obviously, when I said the 10th of the month, it's going to be on Shabbos.
Okay, Enochanami, that will very likely be a problem. There, it's a little bit different. There, you're paying for something. It's not a Mekah. The Mekah Memgar happens right away. You lease or you bought the car from the beginning. Now, it's a payment. So we'll have to discuss whether a payment taking place is the same thing as a Mekah Memgar. What? Okay, Enochanami. Unless Yontif is on Sunday.
Amazon is a game,
really, a program that there's no Isser Shvisas Kaili. If you have a Kaili is allowed to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. There's an Isser of Amir L'Akam. If there's a person who's doing something, which these programs are all automated, there's an Isser of Mekach U'Memkar, which is the actual sale. But if there's no Isser of Mekach U'Memkar because they don't have to sell it on Shabbos and no one may buy it on Shabbos, and there's no person doing the malacha, then that should not be a problem. I think in the case of the Marshag, statistically, the vending machine, assuming that this is a money-making business, someone's buying a soda on Shabbos. But that guy is doing it because that's his decision. So even though you know statistically it will happen, you're not the one that scheduled it for Shabbos. You put it up for sale on Friday, and therefore the Marshag says, even Kivega would be Moida, since you're not doing anything on Shabbos, that would be Mutter. Now, in a case of an auction, so if you schedule an auction to, let's say, end on Shabbos, there, L'Chari, we should have a problem. Because if you're scheduling with putting aside this buy it now option, you're scheduling the transaction to take place on Shabbos. according to Rabbi Kiveg, there should be also. Now, in truth, this is not so simple, because Yesh Lodoin, in the cases of Rabbi Kiveg, in all the cases we discussed until now, the sale actually took place on Shabbos. Presses the button, soda comes out, drinks it. It's his. He acquired the soda, the item on Shabbos. When you buy something in an auction, even if the auction ends on Shabbos, what happens when the auction ends? Is the item yours? If you win an auction on Shabbos, and Matzoy Shabbos, there's a fire, the item's gone. It's not your responsibility. Well, the only thing that happens is that you have an obligation to go ahead and buy it at this price. But there was no actual transfer, and therefore it is not so clear that the Yisr Mecha Kumemper will apply. Now, L'chor, you can make a raya from the Mogen Avraham that we discussed earlier, that a Hischaivus is also Asr. Why? We discussed, a person gets an Aliyah. He pledges, he'll give a certain amount of money to the Baal Kairah. So the Mogen Avraham asked, how is this mutter? You're making a pledge, you're being Mechaiv yourself money on Shabbos. So if he's an Ani, good, but let's say he's not an Ani. So that, Magen Avraham said, no, the case is, it's a Dvar Mitzvah because you don't want him to lane. Now over there, is there any transfer? Is anything changing hands? No. You're just obligating yourself to give him $1,000, whatever the money is, after Shabbos. So the Chari, you see, even a Hischaivus is going to be Usur on Shabbos. That being said, Rukiv Eger is a Chiddush to say that what you do before Shabbos is going to is going to be Usur since it's finished on Shabbos. The normal case of Mekach Memkar is a case where there's actually a transfer. To say that by a Hischaivus, which we have a Magen Avraham, which is Mashma, is only mutter by a Dvar Mitzvah, and otherwise it would be Usur, to be Mitzarev, the Chumra of the Magen Avraham, with the Chumra of Kiveger, already is Lavdafka. It could be you can't put these two things together, and it could be it's only by real Mechachum Emker Kiveger would have this Chiddush, and therefore it's not so partial to Asur even when the auction ends on Shabbos. On top of that, there's another Svar. And that is, let's say you put in your bid on Friday. Once you put in a bid in most of these auctions, you can't change your mind. You already have a Hischaivus. So what happens when you win the bid? So there's Malcolm to say, it's not yours when you win the bid, right? It becomes yours when you get it. But what happens? There's a Hischaivus. But if you think about it, Hischaivus, you were really locked into this on Friday. On Friday, you were locked in that if no one outbids you, you're stuck paying this price. The only thing that happened on Shabbos is now no one has the opportunity to outbid you. But since you already nischayev before Shabbos that you're going to buy it at this price, provided someone else doesn't come along. It's true that on Shabbos the opportunity or the ability for someone else to come along ends, but it's not a new hischayev. It's nothing really changed, and therefore it's very mistavra in such a case. Mikra Hadin, it should be mutter even when the auction is ending on Shabbos. If someone outbids you, then you're not going to get it.
You know what I'm saying? The problem is not the guy who bid before Shabbos. The problem is the guy, the winning bid. The guy bid on Shabbos.
Okay, no. This discussion was if you're allowed to put in a bid for something that will the auction will end on Shabbos.
What about an honorable bid where you bid? I'm bidding $5,000 now, but I'll pay $6,500 if I have to, and then that honorable bid kicks in on Shabbos.
That you would certainly not have this after. You will probably have the Marshags after, because as far as you're concerned, it could all be done beforehand. You're not scheduling the Bedafka to bid on Shabbos. But Enchami, this second Chesh, you're not going to have. I'm not familiar enough with these auto bids to say anything definitive, but Enchami, this Chesh should not apply.
I don't see why you should be any different. You did your action, and you did your instructions.
No, because it's not his. It's not the bid is not probably not. You can probably change your mind in between. If it's just a program that's going to put in a bid for you later, there's nothing that happened yet. You can change your mind. You can pull back, and therefore this cheshbon that your hischaivus is already done, that would not apply. Now the other cheshbon, the fact that it's a hischaivus, it's not an actual mekach memkar, that cheshbon would still be true, and therefore it's possible that even kveger would be maker. Now this is all maker hadin. What comes out is typically on a website. Hey, Yois, you're not doing anything on Shabbos. People, as far as you're concerned, you're thrilled if you sell out before Shabbos. Therefore, according to the Marshag, according to even and Chalkas Yaakov and others, even Kiv Eger would be moider than Mikra Hadin, this should be mutter. That being said, there's another angle to consider. And what's fascinating is the first tshuva, I think, that brings this up, there's a Chalkes Yaakov. The Chalkes Yaakov is the same person that's matir the vending machines. He follows basically the same halacha of Marshak. He says, you're not doing anything on Shabbos, that's mutter. But the Chalkes Yaakov, a few years later, was asked about this new invention called the answering machine. And this new invention was wonderful for business. You can leave an answering machine on over Shabbos. And this way, people can call, they can place orders. You're not there to take the orders, but after Shabbos, you listen to the machine, you write down the orders, and you fulfill them. So the Chalkes Yaakov was asked, are you allowed to set up this machine to run for you on Shabbos? So, beginning, he starts off al talacha, yes, no, there's certainly very strong makom lahakol as far as halacha is concerned. But then, Zok the Chalkes Yaakov, let's put aside the halacha aspect for a moment. He said, this true was written in the 60s. He says, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be makel, because of this technology where you can have an answering machine without anyone doing any actual malacha, he says eventually the technology is going to get better. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be able to run your entire business automatically. People will have stores. You won't have to have anyone involved buying and selling. It'll all be automatic. And he says, and you'll have a time where a person's sitting at his Shabbos Suda, he's singing Zmiris. And meanwhile, the factory, everything's running and business is making money. He says, even if in Halacha it's Mutar, he says, this is not Shmira Shabbos. He says, this is not Shabbosoin. He says, there's a Ramban, a famous Ramban, that's Medayik from Shabbosoin, that he says, even though Mekach Memkar is only Gzeir Durabanon, that's a one-time deal. Someone knocks on your door, you want to sell something on Shabbos, that's Durabanon. But you're going to open a store on Shabbos. You're going to have a store. No Malacha. There's no Malacha there. The guy will put the money in the pushka. You don't have to do anything. But if you spend your day being Oisik ben Malachto, like the Ramban says, that's an Isur Doraisa. And Zok the Chalkes Yaakov, he says, if you're going to be matir, an answering machine, who knows what will come. You'll have entire business is running on Shabbos. And therefore, he says, you can't be makel. By a vending machine, he says, it's someone else's. It's in the middle of the street somewhere. It's nothing to do with you. Yeah, but to set something off like this on Shabbos, there he says, it will be Asur. There goes Moshe. Now, in the 70s, has a similar tshuva. He was asked about setting a timer on an oven, and this way the timer will go on. It'll cook something. No malacha is being done. So Gris Moshe first has a tzad. He wants to say that perhaps it's aser. He says perhaps it's nichal and amir la'akam. He says madoch to tell a goy to do before Shabbos. To tell a goy you do it on Shabbos. It's aser. So for Yisroel to set something up that'll happen automatically, he says that's also perhaps amir la'akam. And he says it's borrowed to him that if this existed b'mei Chazal, they would have answered it. They would have answered it. Now, Lamaisa didn't exist, so they didn't make a gzeirah. But he says, but Rav to say that it's mutter, he says this, he holds it shouldn't be done. And he says also, it's going to come to Zilzul Shabbos. You'll have, he says also, almost the same language, you can have factories and stores, everything running automatically. And he says, therefore, you can't be makel with timers. His one exception is, he says, to turn off lights on Shabbos, he says, there really it sounds like he would answer that as well. But since already Kvar Nispash HaMinug, since everyone does it, he says there's no Zilzul Shabbos, it's already a minug, you can't answer something after the fact. But anything else, he says, a person should not be makel with using such automation. Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Yud, Simen Nun Zayin, has a very similar psak. He's talking about a website, and he says he rather asers al tzchar Shabbos. He has certain chumras, but putting aside the halacha part of it, but he says as well, he says to have an entire business running on Shabbos, he says that is not covered Shabbos. That's a zilzul Shabbos, and he says he says you can't be makel. And so also b'shem both Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they were also asked about running a website on Shabbos. And they also held that partially for halakhic reasons, partially for Zilzul Shabbos, but to have an entire business running on Shabbos, they all held it was something that shouldn't be done. Now what comes out is like this. Al pi halakha, there certainly are very strong tzadim to say technically it's mutter. However, it's clear from the Gedolei HaPoskim, again, from the Chalkes Yaakov, from the Gris Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv, Chaim Kanievsky, the Shevet HaLevi, that they were very not nichile to have a person's entire panasa, where a large-scale business is running on Shabbos. So Bishlema, if you're going to subcontract it out, you know, there's a listing on eBay or on Amazon where it's not you selling it. So there, perhaps, these gezeiros won't apply. If you look carefully at certainly the Chalkes Yaakov, perhaps the Igros Moshe as well, their case was also where you set it up on Friday to operate, you know, you set up the answering machine on Friday to operate Dafka on Shabbos, where you specified Shabbos. Masha'enken, you have a website that's running throughout the week, perhaps it's easier to be makel, at least in his halacha de katayna. But that being said, it is clear from the Gedolei HaPoskim that the idea of a person sitting at his Shabbos Suda while huge businesses are taking place, even if they're automated, was something which was not nichalahem, and it's something which a person can avoid. There definitely is makom to be machmir and to be mahadir on the mitzvah of Shabbos and to avoid. One etza which is actually not very hard to do, but one etza is that some websites will say, their program that on Shabbos, if a person puts it in, it says that the order is not finalized until you receive a confirmation. And this way, after Shabbos, the business owner goes onto the website, confirms all the orders, sends out the emails. And this way, although the buyer clicked on it on Shabbos, he started the transaction, but it's not actually consummated until Matzoyah Shabbos, until you process the payment. And that lechor would be mutzer lekulayam.
Why is it people leaving messages on the answering machine? You guys have